Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. See and fees apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Good afternoon. Hope you're having a great kickoff to the week on this Monday. Joe Beamer with you for the next 2 hours. Line them up, 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. You can also text in 803-0930. Lots to get to, a lot happening just in the last 24 hours. I've got to give you a disclaimer here. My son woke up at 3 in the morning and never went back to sleep. So if I sound tired, I apologize. So in the last 24 hours, we have found out an awful lot. And we know everything that's going on in Texas with the look to change the map. As Democrats are accusing Republicans of doing, and the party of democracy has fled the state. Now, here, you know, you look at the poll numbers, and I mean, we know one thing, America does not like their politicians. But you look at poll numbers and see just how awful the Democratic Party is doing in the eyes of the American people. They are one of the most historically unpopular parties of all time since polling had been done. And I think this kind of plays into it. So the Democrats are out there in Texas. Well, they're in Chicago now. And they decided that it would be a good idea to just get on a plane and head for Chicago. Now, did they hop on a Southwest flight, a United flight, an American flight? No, the Texas Democrats who were fleeing the state for democracy, they decided to get in private jet to flee the state. Guess how much that jet is costing? $17,000 per hour. That means the flight to Chicago costs nearly $100,000. This is the Democrat Party. These are the Texas Democrats. This is the Democrat Party. If it's something they want to avoid, if it's something they disagree with, then it's fine to recklessly spend money. $100,000 to take a... Democrats are just like you. They take private jets. So they've taken this private jet last night to Chicago. Again, $100,000. That was just to get to Chicago. I am thinking they will eventually come home. By the way, don't forget, private plane, because they care about the environment. I'm guessing they're going to have to come home eventually, so there's another $100,000, all for democracy, because there's a vote happening in Texas, and it, as David said, it might not turn out their way, so they're going to avoid it. Here are some of the comments we have heard. So every Democrat in Texas that you've never heard of decided to get on social media and discuss their reason for leaving for Chicago. And now they're with J.P. Pritzker up there in Chicago. He's the governor, and he owns a hotel in Chicago, and he's housing these Democrats. So he had all the Democrats out, these Texas Democrats, and yada, yada, yada. That's what's going on in the state of Texas. Now, it is ironic and should be pointed out that the Texas Democrats have fled to Illinois because they're against gerrymandering. Illinois, if you look at that map, might be one of the biggest examples of gerrymandering in the United States. So they've fled Texas to go to Illinois because they don't want Texas to do what Illinois did, because Illinois did it to, you know, obviously favor their left leaning. Then Kathy Hochul, she's actually making a comment right now, but she earlier today made a comment and said that she is getting started on gerrymandering the state of New York. Here is what Kathy Hochul said earlier today from the state capitol.
You know, last decade we redid redistricting, hard to say. Do you think, given this situation where we've had these court battles, everything, that in this 2027 amendment that you may put forward, that the Independent Redistricting Commission should be disbanded or changed in some way so that you don't have to go through that again in 32?
Yes. I'm tired of fighting this fight with my hand tied behind my back. With all due respect to the good government groups, politics is a political process. And to think that we're going to do this with a purity test and make sure it's completely fair to everybody involved, the reason we are able to draw the lines, because we're Democrats, because the majority of people in this state elected us to be leaders. And when we say that we cannot use that power to its fullest, then we're abdicating the responsibility that we all have. Republicans take over the legislature, they can have at it. But until then, we're in charge, and we're sick and tired of being pushed around when other states don't have the same aspirations that we always have had. And I hold those dear. But I cannot ignore that the playing field has changed dramatically. And shame on us if we ignore that fact and cling tight to the vestiges of the past. That era is over. Donald Trump eliminated that forever.
I mean, so her point, I mean, is because there's more Democrats than she can do what she wants to the map. Well, then, I mean, that's Texas logic. There's more Republicans. They can do what they want to the map. And it's funny. She's calling this the rigging of the elections. I mean, this is someone who the map that she wanted got voted down by judges. And what happened? Well, they put new judges in, right? I mean, it's funny when they do it. Again, Illinois is a great example. When they do it, it's fine. It's crickets. When Republicans want to do it, it's a threat to democracy, because that's the buzzword now. By the way, Democrats, newsflash, threat to democracy not working. It didn't work in 24. It's not working now. You sound like a bunch of morons when you call everyone a fascist and a racist and a Nazi who doesn't agree with you. I mean, these buzzwords that they use because they hope that scares somebody to comment, and then they can just go on. Right? They've taken all the weight out of those words. I'm convinced that a majority of Democrats don't know what the word fascist means. I mean, you've got Mark Poloncarz out there calling Trump an authoritarian, says the guy who was arresting people for not wearing a mask in a restaurant, right? For shutting down restaurants because employees put their mask down so they could breathe for a second during COVID. So you want to talk about authoritarian, again, look in the mirror, which another thing we'll get to later in the day, finding the people who say look in the mirror are the ones who actually need to look in the mirror. But Kathy Hochul's argument is, well, there's more Democrats, so I'm just going to redraw the state map, something that she was told she couldn't do, but she's going to do it anyway. Again, this is all about democracy, not a hissy fit, because Donald Trump won in November. It's also the fact that Kathy Hochul is not that popular and being primaried by her lieutenant governor, which in any other state would probably not spell victory for the incumbent governor, but we live in New York, right? We live in a state where, I mean, anything can happen. If George Pataki could beat a Cuomo, anyone could beat a Hochul. But, I mean, it has gotten quite partisan in New York State. So as the Democrats in Texas are in Chicago to avoid the vote, and by the way, Greg Abbott says that he gives it till 3 o'clock tomorrow, Texas time. And if they don't return, he is going to vacate their seats. Also, this was a funny comment by Hakeem Jeffries earlier today.
We've seen Texas Democrats try to use these quorum breaks before, only for them to fail, like back in 2003 and then in 2021. How will this time be any different?
Well, in the 2021 quorum break, actually, I would argue that Texas Democrats were successful in forcing Republicans to walk away from some of the more extreme parts of the voter suppression law that were being contemplated at the time. They still moved forward with their efforts to try to suppress the possibility of a free and fair election in Texas. This is what they do. But the Texas Democrats were successful in reducing the extreme nature of what was being proposed. But this moment does require, an extraordinary response, because this is an extraordinary act that Republicans have been ordered to undertake to try to gerrymander the Texas congressional map as part of an effort to rig the midterm elections. Wolf, that's what this is all about, because Donald Trump, House Republicans, and the Texas Republican Party, they're all running scared because they have...
They're running scared. The Texas Democrats just ran to Illinois. Also, you know, it's quite telling, right? So think what you want about what Texas is doing, right? I'm not debating that. Think what you want about the state of Texas. But we're talking about maybe 4 or 5 seats being flipped in the gerrymandering. It's a midterm election. The Republicans only have a 3-seat advantage. If the Democrats were actually connecting to the American people, this wouldn't even be on Hakeem Jeffries' radar. It wouldn't even be on Kathy Hochul's radar, Gavin Newsom's radar. This is on their radar because their party is not connecting with anyone. Their party is historically unpopular because you spent the last 10 years telling everyone they should feel awful about themselves. You crammed this woke ideology in everyone's face, starting with middle schoolers. You ran one of the most unpopular candidates. You ran a vice president that no one liked. You lied to the American people for 4 years about the decline, or what you called a lack of decline, in the sitting president. And then you forced your party, the loyalist in your party, to support someone that the suits agreed on and didn't even give them a chance in a primary election. So it's telling that you're upset about maybe 4 or 5 districts changing when you have only a 3-seat disadvantage today, and historically, the party in power in D.C., I'm sorry, in Washington, in the White House, my gosh, third attempt there, Joe. Historically, they will lose seats in the midterm elections. If that's the case, it shouldn't matter what these five seats are going to do, because Democrats should be looking at a 20 or 30 seat advantage. But they are ridiculously unpopular. No one's connecting. I mean, even Kamala Harris on the Colbert show last week couldn't even name who the leader of the party is. So you want to talk about Republicans this, Republicans that. Again, that's a debate for people in Texas to have. But if you want to know what the real telling part of this is, the freakouts from people like Governor Kathy Hochul, it's because they want to be able to just, next November, hey, we win four seats, we have the advantage. They know they're not going to get the midterms that you usually get halfway through an administration. They see the poll numbers. You had this this gentleman on with Bill Maher. This is Representative Jason Crow. He's talking about the Democrats' inability to connect to the average voter. Here's what he had to say on Friday.
You can't lose 90% of American counties last November and say everything is going well. You can't, right? And the key to fixing things and to moving forward is to do that introspection, to do the hard look, which we have to do. I'm a proud Democrat. You know, I grew up in a working class family in the upper Midwest. Most of my family are conservatives. They support Trump in many cases. But I'm a Democrat because I want a level playing field. But I know things are not going well. Right. Working people can't afford to live in cities where Democrats govern. We have in too many instances not done enough to keep communities safe. There's a lot that we have to do differently. There's no doubt about it. And we have to have that that hard look.
Can you believe he said it? He said it. That is a Democrat who's calling out some of the issues that's holding the Democrat Party behind. But again, when you have the Chuck Schumers, the Hakeem Jeffries, the Elizabeth Warrens, they're not going to step back. They're going to keep going. And you have another faction of the party that has gone so far to the left. They're out there campaigning with Zoran Mamdani, the guy who wants to tax billionaires. The guy who says, you know, we need to take from the rich, give to the poor. We need city-run grocery stores. Again, it is a party that has lost the connection. I'm not saying the Republicans are doing a great job. You look at Republicans polling, they're underwater. But it's not as historically bad as Democrats. And I think all these factors play in. I think it's the woke. I think it's the Biden. I think it's the Harris. I think it's the far left freaking out over a Sydney Sweeney Gene ad. What do you think is the number one issue facing the Democratic Party in 2025? Not that I am someone to give advice to the Democrats, but when you look at that party and you look at the messaging, what do you think is leading them into the basement when it comes to polling? I think what this Jason Crow said is absolutely correct. People don't feel safe in blue-run cities. It is common. You look at violent cities with high crime rates, they're run by Democrats. You look at cities that are struggling and have a higher-than-average poverty rate, it's run by Democrats. Look at the very county that we're broadcasting out of, Erie County, a 14% poverty rate. That is above the national average. Erie County has been run by Democrats since I was in college. Buffalo has been run by Democrats since long before I was born. It's been run by Democrats since around the time my parents were born. So that's what's leading to their numbers, and that's why they're freaking out about the plan in Texas. Because they don't care about the morality or the legality, because they're going to do it in New York. They're going to do it in California. By the way, they tried to do it in New York. And also, if you look at New York, we have at least one, possibly two extra congressional districts because the census counted illegal aliens in the last census. So Kathy Hochul might want to back off what she's saying, because, again, those numbers are inflated by people who aren't actual U.S. citizens. That's also a note that she left out in her little press conference there. But that is the telling part of this. They know they are unpopular. They know, as it stands right now, anything can happen in over a year. But as it stands right now, they might get a three-seat game, but they're not looking at the historical midterm numbers heading into 2026. So they want to talk about rigging an election, but again, it's exposing them for how they can read the polling, and they know they're historically unpopular and nothing's a given in 2026. 803-0930-930. It's Beamer on WBEN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN 803-0930-930 gets you on the show. I forgot to put my show topics on Blue Sky. That's right. This show is on Blue Sky because we don't believe that there should be an echo chamber anywhere. So we make sure to post our topics and everything at the Joe Beamer on Blue Sky on X. And you can also follow me on Facebook, Joe Beamer. We were talking about the Democrats' unpopularity and trying to figure that out. Now, it seems Jason Crow, he said part of it, right? Not all of it. Obviously, he didn't admit that the woke stuff obviously turned off a lot of people. Again, you know, making you and me feel guilty, making you and me feel like we should, you know, feel awful about ourselves every day of the week. And bringing, you know, that woke ideology into classrooms. Again, that's why right now in Virginia, I'm blanking on the Virginia governor's name, which is really bad. But that is why Glenn Youngkin, that's why he won. You know, he did a lot of campaigning about the schools and also school choice. But, you know, when people send their kids to school, they expect them to learn that 2 + 2 = 4, not about trans or drag queens or all that stuff. You know, that's not for the curriculum books, right? They want to, you learn your math skills. And as we talked about on Friday, do the presidential fitness test, which is back. He didn't mention those parts on Friday, but he did say, you know, people don't feel safe in blue cities. Fact check true. Blue cities are experiencing higher poverty rates. Fact check true. So he said those parts. And then you have Elizabeth Warren. Now, Elizabeth Warren has the same problem Mark Warner has. And that is she keeps on doing these awkward videos in her car, like these selfie videos. Apparently, politicians in their late 50s and 60s think that people want to see a close-up of their face. Like, you have to have a little bit of, you have to have a little bit of self, whatever I'm looking for, self-awareness to know, like, no one wants to see a close-up of my face. That's why I'm on the radio. I understand that. But you've got the Elizabeth Warrens out there. You've got the Mark Warners in Virginia, the Mark Poloncarz in Erie County. They think they're social media influencers. Like, guys, that ship has sailed. Anyway, she was on here yesterday, and here I mean social media, talking about members of Congress and what do you want them. Now, I agree with her that the Congressional Stock Trading Act, that congressional stock trading should be banned. Elizabeth Warren and I agree on that. But, you know, she talks about, are people in Congress making choices to benefit their own wallet? Now, Elizabeth Warren is someone who makes $173,000 a year, but has a net worth of over $12 million. And we see this time and time again, right? Nancy Pelosi is pretty popular for, you know, where did she get all her money? Joe Biden, right? I mean, his whole career was in public office, public service, and he's worth millions of dollars. The Clintons, I mean, what they walked out of the White House with. People using their power. I mean, this is something that's gone on both sides of the aisle. But Elizabeth Warren is, you know, is calling that out now. I want to know, Elizabeth Warren, where were you 10 years ago? You were in Senate 10 years ago. Where were you when Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House, amounting her fortune? Not a word said. But I will say, I will give Elizabeth Warren credit. She is talking about the Congressional Stock Trading Act. I would just like to say, okay, where are you getting your money? Where's all that extra money? Someone messaged me on X and said, well, you know, she wrote a book and she was a professor, and they added up the numbers. They said, well, you're still over $3 million short. Where's this other money coming from? They said, oh, well, her house and her book deals and the money she's accumulated while in Senate and, you know, teaching. And he added all the numbers up. And I said, you're still $3 million short. Where's that money coming from? I mean, and this is something I talked about all the time. This is why I think term limits are so important. People are changed when they go to Washington. They get this little bit of power. They find how they can accumulate money on top of the money they're bringing in. By the way, using your money, right? They're using your money to accumulate themselves more money as they're making your money. Does that make sense what I just said? So you go down to Washington, and hey, you have people who They said we're gonna get term limits, right? Chris Jacobs, he was all for it. He stepped away, but he was all for term limits, and I don't think Chris Jacobs would have stopped pushing for term limits, to be honest with you. But people get down there and they realize I can make $150,000 a year, and then I can, on top of that, make $2 or $3 million. And they stay down there, they make a career of being in public office. And you want to talk about the problem with politics, and this is on both sides of the aisle. This isn't just a Democrat issue. I think, you know, making a life out of sitting in Washington, not only is it not how I believe the Founding Fathers meant for it to be, but you also do lose touch with the reality of the average American. The more time you... D.C. is not the real world, right? Just like Hollywood's not the real world, the District of Columbia is not the real world. And there are a lot of people there who have forgotten what it's like to have to wake up at 6 in the morning, work two jobs, take every overtime shift you're offered. A lot of them have forgotten what it's like to drive themselves to work, right? And I think when you get to that point, when you don't know what it's like to walk into, I mean, hell, I was going to say an Aldi, but even walk into a Wegmans regularly and do your own shopping, your own grocery shopping. When that's not a common thing, you've lost touch with the average American. And too many people go to Washington with good intentions. Don't get me wrong, with good intentions. But then they get, you know, as Trump calls it, the swamp. They do. They get taken up in the swamp, and now they've got the power. They've got the consistent income. They've got their other avenues of making more income. Why would you walk away from that? I mean, and then they can say crazy things like Bernie Sanders, hey, you know, we should all be paying our fair share, while he has three houses. I mean, it's funny how the rich are talking about how much they hate the rich. I've talked about that with Mamdani. I mean, Mamdani is someone who has his parents to fall back on. The people he's trying to appeal to didn't vote for him in the primary. The people that voted for Mamdani are the Elizabeth Warrens. Right? The people who, they're not in that world. They're not below the poverty line. They're not lower middle class. They're higher class. They've forgotten what it's like to be be the average worker. Mom Donnie never really had to work. He's always had mom and dad's money. And if you look at his supporters, it's a bunch of people who sit at home all day. Either, you know, money from their parents or money from their significant other. That's just what I've observed on social media. But yeah, I mean, the term limits thing, it's the, you know, in such a polarized political climate, the term limits is the one thing Americans all agree on. Isn't that crazy? The one thing Americans all agree on is term limits. You talk about an 80-20 topic. That's an 80-20 topic. Unfortunately, the people who are going to vote for that are people in Washington. They would have to vote for it themselves to know how to go find another job. So that'll never happen. 803-0930, star 930. All right, I was listening yesterday to a podcast, and I'm not going to give the podcast away, but it's from someone that regularly goes on and talks about how much they hate Trump supporters. Like, this has become a common topic in the podcast, how much they hate Trump supporters, which, I mean, everyone is due their opinion. But I see this from time to time and on social media from people on the political left. Now, again, I have friends on the political left. We just have a difference of opinion. We are able to separate that and enjoy sporting events and talk about literally anything else, even talk about politics without, you know, getting all crazy. But you have some people, they are so broken by President Trump, they're unhinged, and this has become their life. Their life has become posting about Donald Trump 24/7, 365. And these people that continue to go, if you voted for Trump, I hate you. Do you know I hate you if you voted? Like, if you really want to get that point out, you just have to say it once. Like, why are you continuing to repeat it? Is it because no one cares? Is it because no one has given you a reaction? So you have to keep saying it over and over again? Guess what? No one cares. No one cares. If you hate me, fine. Why would I spend a second giving a you-know-what? I'm going to go on with my life. I have a lot going on in my life. I have a pretty exciting life, to quote Elaine from Seinfeld. My life's very exciting. But on this podcast, the person, you know, went into a rant about how much they hate Trump supporters. And again, I mean, okay, you've made your point. Move on. I mean, if you're waiting for the reaction, you're not going to get it. So move on. But also mention... you know, that MAGA is scared to talk about the Epstein files. No, I have been pretty constant on the Epstein files. I think they should be released. I think Pam Bondi really screwed up at the beginning of the Trump term, talking about what was on her desk. Maybe she shouldn't have built it up as much, right? I will give her that. But she overplayed the Epstein files. It was talked about a lot in the election. I do think we're going to come to a point here where the administration has no choice but to release the Epstein files. And by the way, I think they should. I think everyone deserves to know what's in there. And by the way, Trump won't run in 28, but if Vance loses in 28 and a Democrat's the president, that person's also not going to release the Epstein files. Like, if the Trump administration doesn't release them, these become a political football. And neither party will release it. But, you know, for the next few years, it'll be, well, you didn't release it. Yeah, but you should release it now. I mean, in 24, the amount of media outlets talking about the conspiracies around the Epstein files that are now, you know, demanding the administration releases them, where were you when Biden was president, in demanding that his administration release the files? Crickets. But no, this is a common thing said on the political left with the political left influencers. No, I am on record, for whatever it's worth, that I think the Epstein files, whatever there is, again, I think Pam Bondi oversold it, but whatever is there should be released. Yes, you got, okay, clip that out, mention that on your next podcast, because I said it. Now, on the other hand, it doesn't mean that the Russia hoax and the stuff being exposed in the Russia hoax isn't just as important, if not more important and scary, because it was a coordinated effort with high-ranking officials in the Democrat Party and in the mainstream media, which, by the way, the mainstream media is to blame for a lot of this unhinged behavior on social media, the way they cover Trump. But just because the Epstein files should be released doesn't mean the Russia hoax should be ignored. Everything we know about these two things should be released. Can I say that? Can I be on record saying that? What we know about the Russia hoax should not be downplayed because of whatever you think about the Epstein files or the Epstein investigation. The fact that so many people in the Democratic Party not only knew the Russia thing was fake, but continued to push it for years. Adam Schiff, Kamala Harris, we got the goods. I got the goods. I can't tell you right now, but I got them. Okay, Adam, the investigation's over. Kamala, is it in your book? Do I have to go buy your book to see the stuff you had, incriminating information you had about Russia and Trump? Is that the one, like, golden nugget in the book? I hate the fact, see, I hate something. I hate the fact that people think, okay, well, you're not doing this, so we're going to ignore that. No. No, the Russia thing is scary. It's a shame, but not surprising that your CNNs, your NBCs, your CBSs aren't covering it, are literally moving away from coverage when Tulsi Gabbard starts talking about it. But it is important. It is something that should be focused on. So I hope we see the full release of both. How's that sound? Does that work? 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, we've been getting a lot of questions about this. We talked about it with Senator Borrello yesterday on Hardline. The gas connection ban on new builds starts January 1st, 2026. By the way, all new buildings must be all electric by 29. And then we know about cars in 35. Here's the thing. The experts are saying we don't have the infrastructure to support the extra strain on electricity. But Albany's not listening. Kathy Hochul's not budging. 803-0930, star 930. I'd like to know if you've run into this already. Are you building a new home? Are you looking to build a new home? Has this come up? We'll talk about that and much more. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, welcome back. It's hour number two. Thank you for hanging with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. I didn't change the channel in the first hour on the TV, and I am not watching General Hospital, let me tell you. If you want to comment on anything we talked about in the first hour, the Texas Democrats, the freak out from the political left, again, if you're a Democrat, we'd love to hear from you. You get first in line. Democrats who call in get first in line. I heard Ian in Ontario on with David last week. It's funny, Ian will tweet at me on social media a lot of just... I don't know if it's the same Ian. I figure it's the same Ian, but I know there's more than one Ian in Canada because the Ian that attacks me on social media is also Canadian. But I would love to talk with Ian. John in Toronto calls in a lot. Pat on a cell. We all know Pat's out there. So Democrats, you get first in line. We I don't want this to be an echo chamber. You get my opinions. I will take the pushback all day, every day if you want it. 803-0930, star 930. But like I said, you can debate the Texas issue, but you look at Illinois, you look at what New York wanted to do. And again, if Democrats were not one of the most unpopular parties historically, I don't think they'd be freaking out about 5 seats in Texas. I think it's very telling on what they see in the future in the midterms. Again, over a year away, anything could change. But I think it's very telling on how slim, how few seats they think they can pick up with the with their poll numbers right now. Now, speaking of poll numbers, this has nothing to do with it. Kathy Hochul, not overly popular in New York State, but she is hanging on to the new ban on gas hookups in new builds starting January 1st, 2026. I mean, it is right around the corner. We talked to George Borrello about it yesterday, and yes, it's still on the books. It's still ready to go. Now, here is how it looks. If you have forgotten, this is what the electric mandates look like. The law will ban new gas hookups on new home builds in 2026. Okay? So that means you've got to be... I don't know if it means you have to break ground by December 31st or if you actually have to have the hookup in the house before December 31st. That's something we're going to have to clarify. But either way, January 1st, no gas hookups on new home builds under 7 stories, which I think most homes are under 7 stories. And then 29, all new buildings must be all electric. Now, I've mentioned numerous times when we talked about the electric bus mandate last week, how dangerous this is. You don't have, This is what's dangerous about viewing everything as Democrat or Republican, because this isn't Democrat or Republican. This is common sense or lunacy. I'm sorry, that's what it is. We live in Western New York. We know how cold it can get up here. We know what happens when the power goes out, right? There are people listening to my voice that every winter, at least once, their power goes out. Just something about where they're positioned. It seems their side of the street's power goes out. You know, growing up, it was great because our side never went out of power. And across the street, they always lost their power. And then if it was for, you know, more than a day, you'd see the extension cords going across the street from the house with power to the house with no power. I mean, the October surprise storm in 06, we only lost power for 26 hours. We had everyone coming over to our house to watch the Sabres game. But we know how it can get, and if you lose your power and your heat is dependent on electricity, how quickly your house can cool down and how dangerous that would be in a setting like the blizzard of 22. And that has been my main thing with this is, you know, are we going to put the environment ahead of the health and safety and warmth of New Yorkers? Yes, I love my gas stove. I love my gas dryer, right? But first things first, I like the fact that if my power goes out, I know I still have heat in February. So that's number one. And I have not had a Democrat come on this show and tell me otherwise that, you know, what, tell me otherwise is what, that should have been the end of that statement, Joe. And I've had Democrats agree with that statement. But there's also the bigger picture that the infrastructure in New York State is not prepared for the extra strain on the electric grid. That was true 5 years ago. It's true today. And according to experts, this is an article out of CBS 6 Albany, WRGB, that says this is not feasible. This the infrastructure is not there, and the grid will not be ready for the extra strain by 2029. Those are the experts. That's not Joe Beamer. Those are the experts saying that our grid is not ready for the extra strain. And our grid is far from ready for the extra strain of the EV mandate that I don't think will ever happen. I think there might be a tunnel on the 33 before there's a EV mandate in New York State, which means I think neither of them will happen. But take the EV mandate out of it. Even the extra strain of the new builds being all electric and eliminating gas hookups and eventually eliminating gas from access to homes and businesses, the grid is not prepared for that. But no one in Albany, especially the governor, wants to listen to that. The governor wants to push through this environmental BS. I mean, how many people need to tell you that this is not doable this year, 3 years from now, or 10 years from now? The infrastructure is not there. And your answer is nuclear. The problem with nuclear is everyone loves the idea of nuclear. No one wants nuclear built in their backyard, and for good reason. Everyone loves the idea. Oh, you're going to put the nuclear in Tanner's backyard? Yeah, that sounds great. Everyone loves that idea. No one likes it when it's going to be, oh, wait, you're going to put that in Amherst? No, I'm not for this. Oh, wait, you're going to put that in Orchard Park? No, I don't want nuclear. But oh, you're going to put nuclear in Jamestown? Yeah, that sounds great. Right? So the governor trying to bail herself out, and George Borrello said this beautifully yesterday, the governor trying to bail herself out because she knows, again, we've been hearing about how the grid is not ready for this since COVID, okay? That's how long we've been told the grid is not ready for the extra strain. The grid's not ready. If 10%, if there was a 10% increase in EV ownership over the next 6 months in Western New York, the grid would not be ready for that, okay? That just gives you a little clue in to where we are. So the governor knows that, and that's why now she's going to nuclear. But the problem with nuclear is everyone loves the idea unless it's in their backyard. Everyone loves the idea unless it's near their water source. And for good reason, right? It's scary. But we have to get rid of gas. We're going to... Kathy Hochul, again, Kathy Hochul and Democrats with this environmental initiative would rather put the extra strain on the grid, force you to have electric heating, and force you to have nuclear in your neighborhood just so she can say she's getting rid of fossil fuels. That's where we stand right now. 803-0930-star-930. We have Mark and Pat, and I promised the Democrat would get to go first. So, Pat, I'm a man of my word.
Well, I'm a conservative, so you better take the other call. But I'm wondering, which argument are you trying to sell? Because originally it was, oh, if we don't have a electric, we're going to die during these storms. Dominic, or Joe, you freeze to death in the storm anyway, because not a single furnace, not a single stove, not a single appliance that runs on gas doesn't need electric to start it.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. My power was out. I can turn the gas on my stove and get a match and light the stove. 100%. We had people doing that during the blizzard.
So two things. It is true. That's why you needed the match.
Yes.
Second of all,
I'm not against matches, Pat.
Health experts would tell you that's probably not a smart thing to do because, I don't know, the carbon dioxide would kill you. We saw that happen in this last storm where people used their stoves to heat and they died from the carbon
dioxide. What was the answer, Pat, just so we put the disclaimer out there? You have to have a pot of water on top of your stove to produce the heat. That will protect you from what you're talking about.
It doesn't protect you from the carbon monoxide. They were trying to say it makes it more efficient. So you're heating with just the flame alone. But then second, the idea that the grid won't support it. Joe, I don't know how much you know about electric, but 20 years ago, 12 fixtures were the max you could put on a 20-amp circuit. 10 years ago, it went up to 20. Now, with LED, you could put 40. So the capacity you gain in the grid is significant. And yes, the grid needs to be upgraded for sure. But to argue that you need electric to stay warm is just nonsense.
No, I don't think it is nonsense. I think if you go all electric, Pat, I think it's dangerous. Yes, you can't leave your stove on while you're going to sleep. But I think to have that source there to quickly heat yourself up, rather than saying, "Well, it's bad for the environment, we're getting rid of gas," I think that's ludicrous.
Well, it wouldn't quickly heat you up because
if you're standing over it, it will.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't recommend holding your baby.
I'm saying it's an option that you will not have. Yeah. And again, I'll go back to the electric buses. I think the electric buses are ludicrous. They're less productive in the month of February when it's freezing cold. And we have districts, Pat. You know this. I mean, the houses are all spread out. I think to depend on an electric bus in a climate like this, I think you're putting the environment above the safety.
Joe, we're on the forefront of a new technology. Do you know when the first car came out, how many problems they had with it? And now here we are talking about self-driving cars. So we
can I like driving myself, but go on.
Me too. So we could criticize the technology, or we could work to strengthen the technology.
But that's my argument. Pat, I know in my lifetime there will be an electric car that can go 1,000 miles on a charge. I know in my lifetime you'll be able to charge a car in 5 to 10 minutes. And guess what? When that day comes, I'll have the discussion. But why are we having the discussion before that technology's here? That's my argument.
Because fossil fuel companies are crushing the technology the same way they crushed the electric car back in 1985. And a whole documentary on it. Interesting to me that the group that's funding the commercials is shareholders of particular fossil fuel companies. I mean, they say it right after the commercial. This commercial is paid for by the stockholders of National Fuel or whatever you want to call them. So if we're putting profits ahead of technology. And just like the oil companies did when they killed the electric streetcars in favor of fossil fuel buses. So, you know, I'm 66, and I'm hoping in my lifetime we see the electrification and the nuclearization of more things. Safe, clean energy, because we can't keep living like we're living. I can't even be outside today, right? The smoke is so terrible. And this is because we've ignored these problems with fossil fuels and climate change. You could keep shaking your head no. But the
air quality today is because of our friends in Canada.
Yeah, and I'm sure the people downwind of California are saying the same thing.
Nevertheless,
it's because the climate is heating, and we need to do something to reduce these things. And whether it's nuclear or electric, you got to admit we got to do something. Well, and we're not going to do anything until we're forced to.
Well, Pat, I'm not going to sit here and say that I know everything about the environment, but I will say that, I mean, even Democrats in the Erie County Legislature said that our grid will not be ready for these mandates. I mean, that's Tim Myers said that on Hardline last year. So, I mean, even when there are some Democrats saying, hold off, right, and we're just pushing this through, again, I think you're putting politics and the environment ahead of just reality. I mean, it's like politicians in the city of Buffalo saying, I don't know why Terry Pegula didn't live here or didn't build here. Well, you didn't update the infrastructure. And now the state is trying to, again, is trying to move ahead of the development of the grid and the infrastructure.
Is Tim Myers an electrical engineer? Does he have any real expertise in this? Or are these just talking heads? They get everyone worked
well
up.
I don't think he's going to get in front of, I don't think he would say something against the governor's actions unless he had the statistics to back it up.
See, Joe, that's how I know you're not a conservative. Because if you were, you'd know that these people, Democrats, Republicans, whatever they want to call themselves, will say anything to get elected, anything to get reelected, anything to garner another vote.
Well, if I'm not a conservative, what am I?
Joe, I don't know. I think you're a blow with the wind kind of guy.
Oh, man, Pat, that's a dagger to the heart, man.
I know, I apologize.
Oh.
But I really think that if you gave these things careful consideration.
Well, I've been pretty consistent on this one.
I know, consistent, but not, you haven't really explored the ins and outs of it.
I'm going with the experts. I mean, the Highway Superintendents Association, again, they're not a hard right organization, said that the electric school buses would be awful for our roads. I mean, but we're supposed to just ignore that because Kathy Hochul wants all electric buses.
No, we should ignore them because they can barely keep our roads plowed. That's the point. We're listening to all the wrong people. The Highway Superintendents Association, the same guys who can't keep us our roads open. You're right. We should listen to them.
Well, But you're saying we should listen to Kathy Hochul.
No, I'm saying we should listen to the experts, the electrical engineers, the nuclear scientists.
But would you feel, Pat, in all honesty, I know I'm going with the wind here, but in all honesty, would you feel safe with a nuclear power plant in your backyard?
I've never really considered it, but let me tell you this story. Everyone in my neighborhood was against the Topps warehouse 20 years ago. It was going to destroy Lancaster, spray painting on the lawn, around circles with the line through it, no Tops. Tops has been there 20 years, and you don't even know they're there. We're always afraid of the boogeymen.
Yeah, but I mean, with good reason. I mean, I spent a whole weekend watching documentaries on, you know, nuclear power plant mishaps.
Yeah, from 20 years ago. From 20 years ago.
They could still happen, Pat.
We could have a landing from outer space. Tons of things could happen, but the point is we've got to use current logic and technology and simply using the argument that people will die in a snowstorm is ludicrous.
All right. Well, Pat, we're up against the clock, okay. And no matter where I am blowing with the wind, I hope you'll call back into the show. Always appreciate the back and forth. Pat on a cell, 803-0930, star 930. We'll take your calls after the news with Tom Puckett on WBEN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Electric Avenue. Welcome back. It's Beamer In for Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I know, I gotta, it's a routine you get stuck in, because later today I'll be saying I'm in for somebody, and it's you get into a loop. Hey, you know, I always appreciate when Pat calls in because it gets a lot of activity out of our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And someone says, Joe, Pat doesn't know what he's talking about. The electric engineers and NYPA say we do not have the electric grid to switch all electric. And that's from our friend Mark in Niagara Falls. Again, I mean, this... We're hearing this not just from, it's not just all right-wingers, right? I mean, that's what Kathy Hochul and the Democrats want you to believe. This is coming from people with no political affiliation, and yes, including some on the left. Again, I will point to Tim Myers on Hardline last year talking about their concerns with some of these mandates. And again, Tim Myers agrees with the governor 95% of the time. So, I realize it's all political. And I was about to quote an Eminem song there. It's all political, and, you know, Kathy Hochul wants the political win. Her lieutenant governor is primarying her. She's under 50% approval. I get it. But I just don't think it's rational to continue on with these mandates. You don't have the nuclear energy up yet. Again, that's going to be a fight. And the grid is not ready. The grid's not ready today. It won't be ready in a year. That's not Joe Beamer. Those are the experts. Again, I'm not pretending to know. I'm not pretending to know about the electric grid. But I can see what's going on in California, and it's been a mess. So again, I think we just need rational, calm, and do what we can, and let's stop trying to force these left-wing, ideas and policies. Again, I mean, as New York State goes one way, we learned in Indianapolis from Lee Zeldin, D.C. is going the other way. The federal government's going the other way. And, you know, some of the things that have been harped about climate change and greenhouse gases, you know, some of that stuff is actually getting proven to be false. And a lot of money has gone to research and has been completely wasted. Again, these are just things we're learning. And say what you want about the current administration, if they just keep exposing what past administrations have been doing, I think they've done what a majority of people who voted for this administration voted for. 803-0930, star 930. This is something that won't go away. And like I said, we have increasingly gotten questions on this mandate because there's been confusion. And I'm going to be honest, I think a lot of people just assumed that, there would be, you know, a delay and they would keep pushing these back and back. And I think a lot of people, including myself, are surprised that they're going to go through with the stop on new builds starting January 1st of 2026. Now, this story, a lot of people are going to get mad that I'm bringing this up. And that's why I waited till the end of the show to do this, so I can hide the text board and not look at the criticism. But this one hits a little close to home. And my former employer is coming back. Yes, you heard it right. Bed Bath & Beyond. They were bought by the people at Overstock.com. And they've had the website. And now the Bed Bath & Beyond name is returning to brick and mortar stores. That's right. 2 years after shuttering all stores across the country, the retail giant is returning under a new name. Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy in 2023, closed all 360 locations, plus the Bye Bye Baby stores. By the way, the Bye Bye Baby store here in Amherst is going to be a Spirit Halloween this year. The company was bought by Overstock.com and became an online-only retailer. It's now owned by Brand House Collective Incorporated, formerly Kirkland's. This group The grand opening of the first Bed Bath & Beyond home store is scheduled for August 8th in Nashville, Tennessee, Brand House announced. We're proud to reintroduce one of retail's most iconic names with the launch of Bed Bath & Beyond Home, beautifully reimagined for how families gather at home today. This isn't just a store. It's a fresh start for a brand that means something special to so many families. Yeah, I will say this. You know, when I worked there, again, I hated working retail, but I did like the people I worked with. I love the people I work with now. So maybe I just like the people I'm surrounded with, and that always spells success. But I mean, you look at that brand, and I mean, it was the butt of so many jokes. It was referenced in so many movies, so many shows. The fact that it's completely eliminated and completely gone, right? It does show it does show where we are with retail nowadays. But to see that come back, right? And if they could actually have a business plan and you know, keep prices reasonable. You know, so many people would look at an item at our store and then walk out and either get it online or go to, you know, Target or Walmart. One thing I would say is also they stopped holding certain things in store and would just walk over to a computer. Oh, we can order that online for you. Well, why the hell did I step out of my house? I could have ordered that online at home. So I hope they have a bigger inventory. And again, don't direct people to the website. They're in the store. I hope I never have to go back to retail. And Mike and Wheatfield, we're going to get to you in 1 second, I promise. I hope I never have to go back to retail, okay? I just want to put that out there. But my advice, stop directing people to your website. They are in the store. Make sure you have your popular items in store. There is nothing more infuriating than going to a store, and I'm talking a big store. I'm not talking about a little store in the mall. A big store that has a ton of space. And then being told, well, you can find that on our website. Well, if I wanted to find that on your website, I wouldn't have wasted the gas to come over here. I would, you know, if it's just me and my son, my wife's out working or, you know, doing something else, I got to put him in the car, put him in the stroller. Now he has seen the mac and cheese wall, so I have to buy mac and cheese. You know what I mean? Like, if I wanted to avoid all this, I would have. I wanted this thing now because I thought it was in your store. And I think Bed Bath & Beyond, the last few years that I was there, they were directing too many. Oh, we don't have the towels in that color. But you can come over to our website. We'll order it for you right now. Like, no. I wanted these now. You have all this shelf space that you filled with foam because you didn't want to carry the extra inventory. And I think that played into it. So, again, I hope I never have to go back to retail. But that would be my advice. Carry the stuff that people want and stop directing people to your frickin' website when they're in the store. Now, back to climate change. Here's Mike in Wheatfield. Mike, thanks for hanging on.
Yes, there's something of the Climate Act. People are forgetting one aspect of this. Now, you all hear CLCPA, which stands for Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. Community protection, what community protection? That's the disadvantaged communities. In the Climate Act, why this is much of a social program pushing Marxist theories. The marginalized disadvantaged communities cannot be charged more than 6% when the energy increases, either gas or electric. That means the rest of us, I have to pay it. So this is a socialist, Marxist-type program. That's why the people in Albany are so, they really want to push this.
They're hell-bent on getting it through.
Yes, thank you. But look at that Climate Act. Next time a state representative comes on, ask him, what community protection? Who's being protected?
It's a good good question, Mike. I will. Hopefully we'll have a state Democrat on Wednesday for our Wednesdays with a Democrat. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, the climate change stuff, the environmental stuff, I mean, it's a lot of that. A lot of it, let's be honest, is to give the government more control. And the money that's been pumped into these environmental groups. Again, we're seeing that kind of reversed with Lee Zeldin at the EPA. But I mean, a lot of this stuff, again, it's being proven that it was overemphasized, especially with the CO2, the greenhouse gases. We're hearing mixed studies, but, you know, the party of science, you can only believe the science that agrees with their party. The science, right, the people who spend their lives, if they don't come to the answer of the Mark Poloncarz, of the Barack Obamas, then that's bad science. And we have to ignore it and shun it. Just like during the pandemic, we have to ignore and shun any science that didn't go along with Dr. Fauci. And we're seeing that with a lot of the environmental stuff, a lot of the climate stuff. And now that, you know, people actually have a platform, doesn't mean you should believe everything out there. All right, you don't have to believe everything out there, right? You have to fact check. Like I always say, if CNN, Fox News, and the AP all say the same thing, there's a good chance that it's true, okay? So, but now that there are platforms for all science to be published and out in the open, we're seeing that there are studies that show, you know, that show a lot of the stuff that we've been told has been challenged, that there actually might be a different way to look at the numbers. And then you also have what's been years of over-exaggerating. Here is a news report from 1978 on climate change. This is 1978. If you look at a calendar, it's 2025. Here's what they were saying.
What scientists are telling us now is that the threat of an ice age is not as remote as they once thought. During the lifetime of our grandchildren, Arctic cold and perpetual snow could turn most of the inhabitable portions of our planet into a polar desert.
That was 1978. So that guy's grandchildren would be my age now, right? Close to my age. So you've got this where we've been told, I mean, remember the movie 2012 with John Cusack? We've been told that, oh, we're only years away from, you know, the climate disaster. All these over exaggerations, and now, oh my gosh, something comes out that doesn't agree with the environmentalists. That's bad science. We gotta put a disclaimer on it. We have to hide it. No, people are starting to see it now. And again, as New York goes one way, we're seeing Lee Zeldin actually take a rational, reasonable approach to the environment. Well, it is 2:51. And I will be getting out of here soon, and Tom Bowerly will get you home and get you going on with your afternoon here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tom, how you doing this Monday? How was your weekend?
Well, I'm a little frustrated hearing the guy calling in just before the bottom of the hour, talking about the fossil fuels are to blame for the air quality alert. Okay. Yeah. All right. I thought it had something to do with fires in Canada. I could be wrong.
It's our friends in Canada. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I think what we need is a common sense tree legislation. That would really make sense,
at least, Tom.
In Canada.
I hope so. Well, did you hear what's going on in Canada? Alberta? There's people in Alberta that want to separate from Canada.
Actually, that came up last week when we did the show on Canada, and it's only about 20-30% of the population in favor of it. And actually, going back to the situation with Quebec, the Canadian Supreme Court has already ruled that provinces do not have a constitutional right to get out of Canada.
Ah, okay. Well, I heard it last week, and I saw it in Politico. It's getting some traction.
Well, yeah, I mean, but yeah, you're absolutely correct, though. I mean, there is a movement afoot to secede. However, the ultimate legality and feasibility of that remain uncertain. Would you like to see maybe part of New York State secede from New York City?
Yeah, of course.
Do you think it would change Erie County and Tompkins County and, you know, Rochester and Syracuse and Albany and all?
You know, Tom, isn't it funny? If you had asked me that question 15 years ago, I would maybe say yes, but now not so much.
By the way, is Kathy Hochul just the most disingenuous and just horrible person in the world in public office? Or is it just my imagination?
No. I mean, she, you know, Pat said that I go whatever way the wind blows.
No, you don't.
That's Kathy Hochul.
Okay, how long have we known each other? 15 years?
We have, yeah. Almost 16.
Okay, to that caller and anybody who would say to Joe Beamer, you blow with the wind. No, he does not blow with the wind. He is as constant as the Northern Star. And if he changes an opinion, it is because new information has come up that makes him change his opinion. So he's not going to just change his opinion to please the perceived listener. He's going to change his opinion based on the available data, as I have done on several occasions over the years, including issues like capital punishment.
Yeah.
I've changed my views on capital punishment. I still think it should be an option, but I would raise the burden of proof, as I've said many times, to guilty beyond any doubt, not just a reasonable doubt.
Well, thank you, Tom, and I agree with you.
Yes. I mean, you're very, very consistent. I mean, you've always been a pain in the ass. I mean, you know, let's just put it there.
Hey, at least I'm consistent.
Yes, exactly. You are consistent. But anyway, coming up, you know, we did a show, Joe, on Friday, and it took a turn. You ever have a show take a turn? Like, you thought it was going to go one way, and it goes another way?
Oh, yeah.
So I was going to do a show. Well, I did a show on bike lanes in Tonawanda on Sheridan Drive on Friday. And I thought it was going to be bicyclists calling in, I can't stand it when cars do this. And motorists saying, I can't stand these bikes on Sheridan Drive. Instead, it turned into, I want to complain about the lines on Sheridan Drive. And I didn't know what they were talking about at first until one of my awesome listeners, Lucia. Hello, Lucia Getman. She sent me pictures and it was like, oh my goodness, I get this now. No wonder people don't know where to make a right-hand turn. Because they put the bike lane paint over the turn lane paint. And if you didn't know the area, and even if you did know the area, I don't know, good luck figuring that one out. But we're going to talk with the supervisor of Tonawanda, Eminger, about that at about 3:07. I guess he's going to be dressing up in a town police uniform for the interview. I'm not sure, but that's what I heard. But anyway, sorry. To those of the Tonawanda PD, how you doing, guys? Good to hope you're listening. But anyway, we will talk to the supervisor of Tonawanda about that. Also, you know, President Trump has been talking about, well, he calls them windmills. I believe the official term is wind turbines, basically turning into puree machines for some migratory birds and driving whales crazy. And we spent a lot of time talking about the whale proposal. Yes, they want to put whales in Lake Erie. That should be a very short-lived project. We spent a lot of time talking about the windmill proposal for Lake Erie. And for now, the state people have backed off of that. But if I know one thing about the left and people like this, especially when there are billions of dollars at stake, they'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
The minute I die, they're going to come back.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Tom, I'm looking forward to that. And by the way, I just want to give a little breaking news while we're still together.
Oh.
A car has gone into the subway at Williamsville and Transit. I don't have any more information than there is a car inside the subway at Main and Transit in Williamsville.
Main and Transit in Williamsville. I can't quite place the subway there, Joe.
There's a Planet Fitness plaza. It's on the other side. So that plaza kind of loops. It's on the other side next to Bangs.
Gotcha. Okay, now I know exactly where it is. Well, I hope everybody's okay.
Yes. Yeah, I just saw it come across my screen here. Hopefully everyone's all right. And if we know anything, we know our Tom Puckett will bring it to you. But I just wanted to share that before our time was over, Tom.
Yeah, and if there are any state troopers or Amherst PD with my cell phone number, if you could kind of send me a text before airtime and let me know what's going on and is it serious or is everybody okay, I'd kind of appreciate that.
All right, Tom, looking forward to your show in just a few minutes.
Well, Joe, I value you. I appreciate you. And you don't blow with the wind.
Well, I appreciate you, Tom. Thank you so much. He is just a few minutes away after the news with Tom Puckett. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 1 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.